ESTJ, extroverted sensing, thinking, judging type. Before saying a word about this particular type, let me have a word of introduction and say, please excuse should I fall into the trap of generalizations. On the one hand, that's pretty appropriate for an extroverted judging type. On the other hand, it's always inappropriate and it won't fit for the individual. So should I come off with an always or a never or whatever like that, please, you, the listener, make the translation. And I'll try to be as specific as I can regarding male and female differences. But should that not be covered, likewise, for maleness and femaleness, I'd like you to make a translation. The bottom line is to open the door for understanding. If you are an ESTJ listening to this tape, then hopefully at least one or two things may be new to you or laughable or underlining some things you already know. And if you are not an ESTJ, then hopefully we'll open the door for you to understand what makes this very dynamic type different from every other type. Type watching is never an excuse. It is only an explanation that as we understand what our differences are, we may use them more creatively and dynamically. That's what it's all about. So with that thought in mind, let's meet the ESTJ. Hard charging. Get the job done. Better to make great time going even the wrong way than make no time at all sitting around doing nothing. Administrators, hard chargers, they deliver the goods. The ESTJ is frequently in a position of leadership because they are a hard taskmaster to themselves as well as to the people they lead.
Yes, they're very practical, very, very much of an organization person. They can't help but administer and administrate and organize whenever they get into any kind of activity. And certainly they're very hardy and robust type. You know something is happening when you're around an ESTJ because they make sure that it's happening, and they make sure that it's happening their way in an organized, practical way.
Socially gregarious. They're fun to have at a party, albeit a little raucous at times. And if they're all males together, they may even get sexist or racist, and that's not good, but that happens more with ESTJs than any other type. Again, they're so bent on traditional ways of doing things that they just assume everybody else is given to the same kind of thing. But indeed, they're the type you'd certainly want around for a party. They're the type you'd certainly want around when you've got a job to do. They're the type that are really a good type to have around because they're a type you can count on.
Mm-hmm. They're good to go to a party, when they're having the party, because they're certainly going to be very gracious.
Yes.
They're certainly going to treat you in a way that is very responsive and responsible, because they know what's right and the way that you should have it done, and they're going to do it in a first-class manner.
No stone is left unturned in entertainment, in responsibility, in any of those kind of things. And so, indeed, when an ESTJ invites you anywhere, be sure you go along because they'll treat you royally. On the other hand, if they invite you anywhere, you need to be on time because they're going to run a very, very tight ship. Like all EJs, there's no nice way to say this, but it demands saying, like all EJs, they're pretty bitchy. And they're bitchy because they run by a schedule and they don't like anybody interrupting that schedule. And because they're extroverts, you hear about it. So when you come in with a surprise, hey, let's go to lunch. No, I can't go to lunch. ESTJ's got to moan about it first. When you say, hey, bringing someone home for supper tonight, ESTJ's bounce on that one. When you come in and say, let's go to the movies tonight, ESTJ's bounce. What you get is the EJ coupled with ST. No, I can't do it, coupled with, here's the reasons why, very practical, because I brought home all these things to do, and I've got to do them. And what happens, you see, is we take that for granted. We assume that the EJ, and particularly the ESTJ, means that. And so what happens is we shy away. And lo and behold, all they were doing is what Janet calls EJing. They were moaning a while till they got a new schedule, and we made the stupid mistake of getting involved in it. Whereas if you just let them go with their moaning, guess what? They get a new schedule, and it's the ESTJ. They'll come around to you later. Well, come on, Jan, I thought you said you wanted to go to lunch. Or come on, are we going to the movies? Or come on, let's do it. Because indeed, they like to be up and doing. And in their ESTJ, when you drop a surprise, they get gruff. When the surprise is worked into the schedule, they're now ready to do it, and to do it with dispatch. So you better shape up and come along.
Right. ESTJs have opinions on everything. And they also know that they are right in their opinion. What often happens with that then is that they tend to disregard some of the opinions that may be submitted by people who are lesser stature in terms of work, you know, or if they're not their superiors, mm-hmm. or if they're the children at home. And they often don't think about asking for input from others because they know they're right, and they would just do it their way, things would run much smoothly. Much more smoothly.
Yes. In fact, Isabel Briggs Myers, speaking of this in her booklet, Introduction to Type, says, like other judging types, they run some risk of neglecting perception. They need to stop and listen to the other person's point of view, especially those who are not in a position to talk back. They seldom find this easy, but if, says Isabel, repeat if they do not do it, they may judge too hastily without regard for what other people think or feel. That's so true of the ESTJ manager, the ESTJ parent, even the ESTJ child who doesn't take into account other family members. That's so important with this particular type. Before we move into a word about their career, I'd like to say a word about the ESTJ female, because again, like all thinking type women, the thinking type woman is swimming upstream. The ESTJ is particularly in a difficult or awkward position because she has an SJ temperament set in a dominant thinking personality. So all of her traditionalism is telling her how she should behave and how she ought to behave and what is expected in traditional femininity and what her role is and how she needs to stay in it. Now, that's all good, solid SJ explainable stuff, and SJs understand that, including the SJ female. The only part that's additional to that, she happens to be an extroverted thinker. And as an extroverted thinker, she's often at war with her SJ temperament. And what you have then is a woman who finds it particularly difficult to play the SJ traditional role when her extroverted thinking sees this, changes that, takes names, gets the job done, delivers the goods, stop all this mushy stuff, get with it, and all of that is not always consistent with an SJ traditional feminine role. I want to say more about that when we come back to the ESTJ female as a child member, but let's first talk about the ESTJ and career choices, because indeed a host of career choices are available to the ESTJ. They're brilliant in surgery, they're brilliant in medicine, they're brilliant frequently in things that have to do with hands-on practical stuff like law, the practice of law, the courtroom lawyers are frequently ESTJs. The civil engineers are ESTJs. The managers of systems are ESTJs. The owners of businesses that reflect long-term dependability are ESTJs or ISTJs, but I'm thinking particularly those that have to do with marketing their own kinds of business. So the business world that's successful, the Madison Avenue marketing world of the corporate level that has the good positive self-image is largely the ESTJ world. They started out with a penny and converted it to a fortune because the ESTJ couples an extroverted skill with an SJ conservatism. So you take one penny and you make it two only very, very carefully, and you make your leaps only very cautiously. So they rarely lose big, and they build empires over long periods of time. because they have no need to get there in a hurry. Mm-hmm. And that's one of their qualities.
So if you have a business or an organization that's floundering, they may very well be the type to have brought in to stabilize it and help get it back on its track and in some pretty traditional ways.
They'll do it, though, in pretty traditional ways, mm-hmm. But so the point is, you look to management, you look to teaching, you look to administration. See, if an ESTJ goes into just straight classroom teaching, just so many of them will leave that to go into administration because this is what they like. The bureaucracy is overwhelmingly loaded with ESTJs and ISTJs. The politicos that deliver the goods are the ESTJs. They're often somewhat abrasive, but they're up front, they're straightforward, shoot from the hip. You like them a lot because you know where they stand on issues, and that's ESTJ in many kinds of ways. Coupled, you see, with deliverables. They're not just talk. They get the job done. That's what makes them such a natural at that. So they'll be at the top of the administrative ladder in education, in teaching, in managing, in the bureaucracy, in the military. They're in engineering, as we've already said. They're in a lot of the practical fields, and as I said, they're in surgery, things that call for the doing skills. They don't want to teach. They want to do, and administration is part of doing. So that's where you'll find the ESTJ. And that would be true, incidentally, male or female. That just fits. If they go in, incidentally, many of them do go into the field of psychology. But if they do, very often they end up administering clinics that have a bunch of FP, feeling perceptive type counselors. They were doing well at counseling, but they couldn't get their grants done or they couldn't get funded and so on. And along comes the ESTJ, who knows psychology, knows that field, and picks it up mm-hmm. and builds an organization. And they're very, very good at that.
When I think of an ESTJ counselor, I envision them being quite different from what we think of the Rogerian reflective counselor, because with their E and J, they're really going to be much more giving of suggestions or advice to the client of how they should be ordering their life rather than just reflecting what they hear from the client. Mm.
I jokingly say this, and yet with some degree of seriousness, Lucy Van Pelt in the Peanuts comic strip is the personification of an ESTJ. She walks in from center field to tell Charlie Brown where he's goofing up. She is, every time she's in her psychiatric booth, she is never without an answer. And as soon as she gives a short, brief, cryptic, one-line answer, the charge comes right away. 5 cents, which I think now is up to 10 cents. But the point is, Lucy has it together. And every time she's there as the psychiatrist, she's got the answer. She gives them and charges you for them. That's a beautiful illustration of an ESTJ. Indeed. As parents, they run a tight ship. They have rules and regs. They have order and structure for the family. They have an outline of where this family's going. They have a place for every member of the family, and everybody's supposed to be in their place. You learn early as a child what the expectations are and how you're supposed to deliver the goods, and it's shape up or ship out, and they'll tell you what's expected, and you better meet those expectations. ESTJ parents, male or female, have no trouble imposing that kind of thing on the family members. It is a tight ship, and they expect everybody to live by the rules, organize your life, keep your room clean, be on time for meals, and do your job around here, whatever those jobs are. And we're not going to reward you for it because it's expected, and you don't reward what's expected. ESTJ parents understand that, and they just wish the rest of the kids would shape up accordingly.
That sounds like that could set up some issues right away for mates who may not be coming at life that same way, or for children who are very different temperaments.
Indeed. It's somewhat attractive, incidentally. If you're a P-type, that ESTJ comes through the door, male or female, and you think, oh gosh, at last my life's going to get organized, and so it does have some initial attraction. But in the long haul, ESTJs are pretty take-charge, rigid, and they administer the family just like they'd administer everything else. And that gets to be a drag for a P-mate, for another type of child who may not be an ESTJ. And incidentally, if you're an ESTJ child with an ESTJ parent and you're on different wavelengths, that can be abrasive as the dickens. Because when two ESTJs agree, life is beautiful. frequently, ESTJs don't agree with one another, and if I'm right, as an ESTJ, the only thing left for you is to be wrong. And so guess what? When father and son, or mother and daughter, or mother and son meet, and they're both ESTJs, and they see it differently, and they come to a different judgment, a different bottom line, then both of them are right, and they will argue to doomsday about that. And that's really a matter of the child who's so much like you can sometimes be as much grief as the child who's the exact opposite of you. Because what you're seeing is you don't like the ESTJ you see in that child, because you don't like that part of yourself, really. Mm-hmm. And that can get into some real interpersonal family heaviness. And as we've already then bridged the gap for the ESTJ child, it's the same way. Organization, order, structure. And guess what? If you're on a different organizational wavelength than I am, then you're wrong, even though you may be parent. And I'm going to bitch at you and fight with you about that. Now, the thing parents don't realize is SJs understand authority lines. As an SJ child, as an ESTJ child, I don't want you as my ESTJ parent to be my friend. I want you to be parent. That means you are boss. So when you have heard enough of me, you say, Otto, stop it. I've heard enough. Do it my way. ESTJ children understand that. You're supposed to. You should be doing that as a parent. You should be giving me orders. You should not be putting up with a lot of my rebellion. You should give me space for a hearing, but when you've had enough, you give me the order. And as an ESTJ child, I understand orders, I understand lines of authority, and I will follow them accordingly. And that makes for a very neat and a very smooth, albeit loud, argumentative, socially gregarious kind of a setting. See, it's the ESTJ child that wants friends in again for study, and even though they've set it up by organization and they've cleared it with you, they still want a lot of healthy, hearty social activity going on. And you see, this game that's coming, this event coming up Saturday in the backyard is one more thing for me to administrate as the little ESTJ child. So I have organized toys, I've organized this, I've organized a treasure hunt, or I've organized a game out in the backyard. And so while I want a lot of friends around, I want them around with a lot of organization.
Mm-hmm. And the little ESTJ child may very well, as I say, EJ out on their friends. And what I mean is by telling them what they should be doing or how it should be done or how they're wrong or what's right about something too. So they may very well take charge of the relationship between their friends.
Yeah. And one final thought on the ESTJ female in the family. Again, as an ESTJ female child, she may find herself cross-fired with her own SJ temperament, meaning the SJ temperament telling her she needs to be traditional, she needs to be feminine, she needs to be petite, she needs to be whatever the traditional stuff is. And that isn't always extroverted thinking. And what I guess I'd like to say is that if you have an ESTJ female child in the family, she's no less feminine, she's no less a female and a beautiful one at that. What she is an extroverted thinker who has to a special upstream swim in life to take her SJ temperament that's saying be traditional and her extroverted thinking that's saying, hey, I still am a female, although I want to get this act organized and I want to do it with some of less of the schmaltz than I might normally associate with traditional femininity. And somehow I feel the need to underline that is still feminine, underline that it still has a space, but call to everyone's attention that the extroverted thinking SJ female may find herself somewhat impatient on dates, may find herself somewhat taking charge, may find herself somewhat in positions of leadership in a way that's really very good, and that needs affirmation, not put down. And that's unique to that particular configuration.
Damn the torpedo, full speed ahead. They're decisions that have to be made.
Hard working, joking, and charging is the way of the ESTJ.
If it ain't broken, don't Seduction's the name of the game.
Pragmatic, practical, pointed. Precision is their middle name.
Be on time, stay in line, and follow through.
And they'll always deliver the goods to you.
And that's why everybody loves the ESTJ. Be on time, stay in line, and follow through.
And they'll always deliver the goods to you.
And that's why everybody loves the ESTJ.